It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
And people who love to grow know that Frost Farms in Town Hill is the place to go, and they know to tune in on Thursday morning for the Frosty Report. Welcome back, Frosty.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
So one thing I want to talk about today as we start getting, we've seen some frost now. What are some things we can do to make sure that our soil lasts through the winter and is in good shape for planting our beds next year?
Yep. Well, as you mentioned in a previous conversation, we had you add old leaves and let those break down in there.
Yeah.
Some people will put seaweed on their veggie gardens in the fall to kind of break down over the
seaweed.
Winter.
Wow.
Yep. And then you can always just add, you know, compost to it, bagged compost or something, just to give it some, because your soil does get depleted, you know, especially veggie gardens and really in all your gardens, just from the plants absorbing all the nutrients. So it's good to amend your beds with compost anyway.
And I mentioned, too, I had a neighbor when I lived at another place. He would give me his ash from his wood stove to cover my beds.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Anything, all those items are great to add to beds. And then in the spring, you can kind of work it in a little bit, and the nutrients will soak down in there. But you can also compost in the spring, too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, once we get to the spring, something that I do, not with all vegetables, but many, I tend to move things around. Like if my peas were in this particular bed this year, next year it'll be at the opposite end or in a different bed. Is that good to keep mixing, you know, moving stuff around?
Yep, formerly known as crop rotation. It is good to, they all take different nutrients out of the soil, so it is good to kind of move them around so that they're not sucking it all out of one area year after year.
Okay.
Yep.
Checking out the Frost Farms social media pages, I noticed the other day you had some cider making going on at your place.
Well, yes, that was Stephanie, who's our head grower at Frost Farms. Her daughter, Nova, who's adorable, she was doing some cider pressing at home, and so it was cute to see. A lot of people are doing that this time of year, so.
Yeah.
And people need to see the photo of Rip, too, with the full-sized gourd in his mouth.
Yes, yep. He always does this, and he doesn't pay for what he breaks at the shop.
Well, he checked your inventory out. So
yes.
When people visit Frost Farms, what will they see right now?
Right now, we are slowly pruning things back, and we should talk about fall pruning next week, too.
Okay.
We're pruning things back and getting ready for the holidays, actually, so. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's really coming fast, isn't it?
Yes.
October is almost gone.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
That is the Frosty Report brought to you by Frost Farms on Star 97.7.